800-947-AUTO. Geico. Our customers like our service almost as much as they like saving money.
Hi, this is Cindy for the Airport Bar Association. Did your meeting end early? Why not hang around waiting for your flight in a loud, understaffed airport bar? So what if all the seats are taken?
Excuse me?
Just climb over a few bags and find a place to stand. That bartender's going to turn around eventually. And if you're hungry, well, there should be several dirty tables available. And don't think twice about sticking your elbow in that wet spot.
What is this?
It's just something from some stranger's drink. Just relax, order some lousy food, and watch the fuzzy TV with a closed captioning. I can't think of a better way to spend a couple of hours.
Wouldn't you rather eat dinner at home? Independence Air has low fares and lots of flights, so business travelers can get home earlier. Book yours now at flyeye.com.
Independence Air's low fares are even lower. Visit flyeye.com for special fares to more than 35 destinations, including Florida and Las Vegas. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. Book now at flyeye.com.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK, FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
You can help those affected by the earthquake and tsunami emergency in southern Asia and eastern Africa and countless other crises around the world each year with a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. The Red Cross International Response Fund provides immediate and long-term support through supplies, technical assistance, and other support to those in need. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to make your donation to the American Red Cross International Response Fund today.
The Don and Mike Show. Afternoons on Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, 8% of that group sampled at least one premier to give us their opinion of the product.
Bottom line?
Well, of all the groups we tested, the response to premier was just about uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They all said they tasted like shit.
They all said that? Nobody liked them?
Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
To date?
To date, to here, to now.
Upwards of $350.
We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? Oh, I'm serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK. Every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. I'm your host, Artinger, here at the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this beautiful Monday afternoon. And how was your weekend? Did you dig out? Did you dig yourself out of the snow? Well, I hope so, and I hope you had a safe weekend. Anyway, let's get right into the best of Don and Mike because we do have a very, very good one for ye today. Starting out, this you should not do. You should not forget Frida's birthday like Mike did. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Frida's birthday.
Oh, that, yeah.
La la.
That's right, it is.
National Frida's Holiday. Birthday. And you should not be concerned about that.
I am.
Mike, when he came in the office today. Oh, yeah. We've got Joe's song that Joe made when he was drunk.
Good.
And Mike had said that he was going to bring
a gift. In a real gift.
In a gift. And
I forgot. I forgot. But I'm, you know, I know it doesn't, it's not a big deal to you, but it is going to be a big deal to her. I know. And it's going to give her, I think it might give her an opportunity to really get on.
I don't think so. I think she's had a bigger disappointment already.
Really?
Really? She's already had a bigger disappointment. Like, she doesn't have a disappointment every morning.
Indeed.
When she rolls over and sees me.
Hi there.
My hot breath blowing in her face. Hi, sweetheart. Good morning. Hi.
Well, even though I'm guilty of this oversight, may I say happy birthday, Frida.
Yes. Well, yep.
Celebrate the national
happy
holiday.
Happy birthday, Frida.
She's 49 today, mm-hmm. And Robbie was the unwilling recipient of some friendly fire on the telephone today.
Uh-oh.
We were speaking, as we occasionally do, and at one point, my kid walked in, as he does, you know, ignoring the fact that I'm standing there on the telephone.
Right.
And he just starts talking to me. And I say, you know, excuse me for a second. I'm on the telephone.
Did you address him like Pee-wee did in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, where you looked at him and quietly said, I'm trying to use the phone.
Yeah, and also I used the big ear when I wanted to listen, like when he went into the magic shop.
What? What?
No, so he's saying,
Mad Dog.
He said, Dad, I just want to tell you, I'm leaving now. He was like 10 o'clock. I said,
right.
Okay.
That's nice.
All right,
that's
see good. Ya. And then I said, oh, incidentally, before you leave, go tell Mom you're sorry that you forgot her birthday.
He forgot?
He forgot.
Oh.
And
ooh.
And he said, I didn't forget.
Uh-huh.
And Rob, did you hear this part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Because he said it.
Is the rule birthday morning
yeah.
gifts have to be given?
Yeah. Or at least the card. At least yeah. the card.
They should be under the tree when she comes downstairs, right?
That's right. He was indignant. That boy of mine was indignant. He said, I did not forget her birthday. And I said, well, listen, you know how Mom is about her birthday. And I said, it's her birthday, and you don't have a card, you don't have anything, not even that you have to have anything, but at least, you know, you could have gone to online and made a card, you could have written something down, you didn't. He said, I didn't forget. And he left the room. And so I go back to the phone, I go to Rob, I go, hey, what's happening? Rob said, how are things at your house? And I said, you know what? Let me call you back. I'm going to have to call you back.
Right.
And then like a half hour later, I'm in a totally different room up by the computer. Phone rings.
Uh-huh.
It's Rob calls back and he goes, hey, what's happening? And I say nothing. And we start talking. And then World War III breaks out around me again.
At your house.
A sound effect, like a sound effect CD of a spirited family conversation just begins. Three voices at once. It was had to have been quite intriguing on your end.
I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, the argument, which was still, I think, somewhat birthday-related, started to roll its way. You know, I feel like one of those weather guys.
So were your son and your wife were arguing about the birthday?
Yeah, and I was on the telephone, and then it's like they came closer and closer, and the closer they got, I think the first thing I said was... because I'm caring a human being, I said something like, shut up! I am on the phone!
I'm trying to use the phone!
Hello? Rob, I'm sorry about this. Rob said, hey, no problem. And then...
Oh, but I have to call you back.
And then it was back and forth. Lots of raised tone of voice.
Was your wife not pleased that your son had not commemorated the special day?
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
I believe so. And I believe that he, you know, I tried to tell him, listen, just go up and... Here's the thing. He's stubborn. She's stubborn. But he's the kid and she's the mom. Regardless if
right.
the birthday is overblown or not,
mm-hmm.
in this case, he's got to say... Happy birthday, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in fairness, he did say happy birthday, but I think he had to be prodded to finally go up and say...
To even say it?
To say happy birthday, because he wanted to prove that he hadn't forgotten it.
Oh.
So if he like saw her and didn't address the fact that it was her birthday,
right.
technically he's not forgotten that it's her birthday.
All right, here's the deal.
Hold
and I think this is a technicality. I think the statute of limitations is
I bet
still
it's either
midnight tonight.
Her
yeah.
or him. Hello?
Mr. Barron.
Hi, baby.
I wasn't upset. You got that all mixed up. I wasn't upset with Bart. I was on hold listening to messages I never got. I mean, I as far as Bart forgetting my birthday or even not forgetting, you know, but waiting till the last minute to celebrate, that's what I expect from him. I mean... And Mike,
see?
Sorry
yeah.
to say, you're lumped into the Bart group. I don't expect anything from you guys.
I know.
This is how she works. This is how she works, people.
It's not working.
This is how she works, people, because she's...
If it were a manipulation, don't you think I'd try and make it effective? I think you
have tried.
But here's the good news about me. Freddy, you're off the hook, you know, in a few days. You don't have to worry about me now.
Yeah, I know, but with... But my husband, when he gives you a gift, it's from us both.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, that doesn't count.
No, I'd like to say that's absolutely not the fact.
That doesn't count.
So I forgot. It was an argument. But it was an argument that
a lot of the time... Well, I beg to differ. It is from us both because a lot of the times I do the legwork on it.
Okay, but a lot of the times, you know, if we're going to...
Now I feel guilty.
If we're going to get technical about it, you know, a lot of the times, well... No, I strike that. All of the times I go out and slay the dragon to bring home the metal pellets. What,
well,
Mike?
Yes, but I keep the home,
you know,
fires
that
burning. So all those
Mike, flames, talk to her. Don't.
I'm afraid.
Don't be.
I am afraid.
She's a 49-year-old woman. Don't be afraid of her,
Frida.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mike. I know you care for me. I know my son loves me.
I do.
Yes, of course.
Then that's all there should be.
I expect a
you know what, you just,
on my birthday.
You
this
know,
is what I expect. I expect my husband to be loving, which he always is. I expect a card from Buzz and Marcia. Mm-hmm. And if those things happen and my mother remembers me, then everything, anything else is icing on the cake.
Ah, that was another reason for the fight. I forgot that, too.
Sorry.
I forgot that.
I just flipped Buzz off.
Her mother called. Yeah. And I forgot to tell her, of course, the urgent message that her mom called to wish her happy birthday.
Right.
So that's one reason she was flipping out.
You know, that is an extremely kind word from your wife, and I am grateful for the kind word.
Seriously.
And what she said, she knows that I like her and that I care about her.
I know he cares about me. I know.
And you know what? And then I'm not even going to say anything. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes.
But I had a little process in my mind that I was thinking about.
Don't.
I'm not committing to anything.
Don't. She already let you off the hook. She didn't really even expect anything from you. So don't.
See, that doesn't make me feel good when you say that. Now you've hurt me.
No, what do I care? I don't want you buying junk from my wife.
You don't?
I mean, my wife, she's got too much junk.
Okay.
Yeah, I have plenty of junk. That's
too much. Too much junk.
I have plenty of junk, and I know that you care about me, and that's what matters.
Right. There you go. And tonight, how you gonna like this, Mike? You know who we're going out with tonight? Celebrate my wife's birthday.
One to remember.
Just our favorite couple.
Well, and that, you know what? They are, without question, as far as all friends that I have known and business associates and acquaintances, Buzz and his wife Marcia, two of the most thoughtful people I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your
parents pisses me off.
No, Mike, listen, hold on a second. You know, when you're barren,
yeah.
That's true though. When God has chosen
having
to take
no
away
children,
that's,
I have that's only other adults to care for.
And cats.
But
you care for other kids
and the
too,
kitties,
sure.
Other young ones. You've given gifts.
KITTYS.
Love
that's
right. When God closes a door, He opens another. And
that's
he's
right.
Opened the door of thoughtfulness.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah,
when he closed the door of potency,
that's right.
That's right.
He unlocked it.
That's right.
Threw away the key.
Did I, centuries ago? Did I say anything to the Speewax when on Mother's Day? Even though my children remember their godmothers, I don't hear anything. I don't hold any hard feelings.
Hold on now. Give me that sound effect. That wah, 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 wah.
What was that? I missed that. What
here's
was that?
The thing.
Well, it did occur to me.
Hold on a second. You expect on Mother's Day that Robert Spiewak the third, who is not even 2 years old, will call you up to say Happy Mother's Day because you're his godmother?
Even though, as a godmother, I remember, working behind the scenes for Bart, which someone must do, Bart remembered his godmother. I sent my godmother a card. She's elderly. Bart gave his godmother a card.
Oh,
present.
Brother.
I didn't realize that was appropriate. It will be taken care of.
God.
I didn't know that was part of the rules.
Oh, that is.
That is absolutely not. No.
I've got to be something. Look in the Hallmark store where it says cards for godmothers.
I've never seen.
If something, God forbid, would take both my life and Carrie's life and you became the parent or the caregiver, then you would get a card, I'm
right.
sure.
Well, I'm sure. And I wouldn't take it out on the child at that point either.
You are too much, darling. You are too much. Are you not happy enough that it's your birthday that I'm talking about it here on the radio where we've turned it into a national holiday? Now you got to say. No. You don't get a card from Robert. You don't get a call from Robert. He's two. and you want the mother to call? The mother calls all the time.
I would guarantee you that there are books.
Does she not?
There are
don't
rules.
You talk to Carrie every single day?
No, I don't talk to Carrie every single day.
I bet there are books and there are rule books that would say what the etiquette is.
I know the etiquette because I do it.
Oh, now you're embarrassing me. Now,
no, but I think I really think that would be a question.
You're
that
embarrassing.
One would have
in
to
in front of a reporter. Mm-hmm. But no, you're embarrassing me in front of Rob. I mean, really, this is.
I don't think
you don't mind if I embarrass you in front of Mike. But God forbid I say anything about the chosen one.
No, no.
God forbid I tease. No. Bob.
Hey, okay, I like
can
this.
Tease Bob.
Now I'm going to get all excited. Now.
No. It's not that. Listen, do you understand?
Here's and the, exactly. I got to. That's his new. Frida, you've given me the new nickname.
All right, Golden Boy.
I know. That's right. Absolutely. How you doing back there, CO?
Listen, here's the thing.
God forbid I poke fun of your lover.
Oh, my.
No,
oh, dear.
God forbid that you take a topic which really is a personal honor that someone asks you and turn it. Well, Mike, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Turn it into.
I thought you were talking about the birthday. Now you're talking about
the
godparent.
About
thing.
Being a godparent.
Yeah, it's an honor.
And what you do is you turn it into another effort to get some material thing out of it.
Forgive me, the Spiewex have done no wrong ever.
Of course they've
not. I'm sorry.
They've not. All they did was ask you, oh, yeah, if we get creamed by a car, will you please raise our child, which I think is a wonderful thing for one person to say to another person. And then you say, sure. And then you don't sit around and go, God, how come I didn't get a Mother's Day card from this kid?
You don't even know that Bart, via me, gave his godmother a card and a present and that. I gave my godmother cards, and that it's just a remembrance. But I'm only kidding.
You're too much.
Hey, the rule with godparents, though, is it's not necessarily legal. You don't have a legal obligation to raise the child.
No, it's just an affectionate.
It's an affection thing. It's a term. I just thought I'd take you off the hook there, but well, of course Bart's already full grown, so it doesn't matter. You know. Oh no, but you're the godparent.
Yeah,
now.
For Robert.
I don't think you're legally responsible for Rob's kids if he blows up in a fiery auto wreck.
No, but you know, we take care of them.
Sure.
You know, as long as they send us cards.
as long as
they send us cards.
Oh,
my
well,
God.
All I know, you know, you're one of the parents of Robert. It's yours and Rob's baby, for all I know.
And
you ready for something funny here? I'm a godparent. Of either my niece or my nephew, I forgot which one.
Oh, dear.
Seriously, because you know why? I've never gotten a card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm father.
Because you don't. Because you just don't.
My godchild and I have exchanged presents. Since
you're a godchild and you are in a mutual admiration society. You always have been with that girl.
Huh?
You've always been like in a mutual admiration society. Is that Donna, the one that came to visit us?
Am I in mutual admiration? We exchange cards and gifts at Christmas and birthdays and Mother's Day and things like that.
And you know what? It's only that I love you that I'm not going to say what you know I'm going to say right now.
Well, that she's religious? So you don't have to say anything about that?
No, I was going to mention the Christmas card.
Yeah, that she sent out a family, you know, Christmas card.
Oh, one of those bios?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, obviously...
Tippy's going to Vanderbilt, and, you know, yeah.
And what was your response when we read that? From this person that matters so much to you?
I don't go for the family newsletters at Christmas.
Did you or did you not read it open,
hey,
mocking?
I'm mocking... No, Sugar, you are the only one I would mock. I wouldn't mock somebody else, but I don't...
I remember at Christmas you opened it up and you said, do you want to hear something really funny?
Would you stop?
Okay, well, I will be glad to stop if you would stop about Robert, a two-year-old.
I'm not stopping. I just didn't know what a hot topic it was. I mean, I could tease anybody else. Oh, and the UPS man is here right now, and I bet it's Robert's present. I bet it's all
there. It is. There you go. It's all about you, baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, happy birthday. I love you.
Okay, hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Constant parade of men in my home. Constant parade of men. Nothing's fixed, but there's always someone there. All right, darling, I love you. Happy, happy 49th birthday.
Again, I apologize.
Happy birthday, Frida.
Hold on. Baby, we have courtesy of Joe Ardinger, recorded at, I think, 4 a.m.
4 a.m., oh, no.
Wow. Saturday, when he was drunk. Here is Joe Ardinger. And his choir, as he's written, his choir of well-wishing appreciants of your birthday.
It's 4:15 a.m. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Rita. Happy birthday to you. How old are you?
God.
How old are you?
Very punk rock.
that it?
Just what I want to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about. We've been planning.
Oh, he's done like some kind of a crazy mix here.
Yeah.
Why this particular day?
I like the tapes better where Joe is just rambling.
Oh, yeah. And we all know my first record.
Well, not when he's trying to be Paul McCartney.
Sounds sober.
Well, we do now.
I like it.
Like a lot of letter writing, but...
Are you hearing this, darling?
I am so touched.
Who had recorded it also.
So who do you like better right now, Joe Ardinger or your godson, Robert Spiewak?
I have to go with Joe. I want to book him for my 50th birthday party.
Yeah, kick it, Joe.
All right, here we go.
You know, for being drunk, I wanted something looser.
Happy birthday.
There he is.
You. Happy birthday to 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 you.
It's a new assignment now. Joe just gets drunk on the weekend and tapes himself. There with all of his drunk, rowdy friends.
Happy birthday.
Well, there you go. Isn't that special?
That is.
Oh, oops. Ran out of guitars.
That's it. Okay.
And that's it.
That's lovely.
That's good. If I know what he's doing June 7th, 2005.
Oh, you want to talk to some listeners?
Good booking.
Sure.
Honey?
Okay, I'm not afraid.
Want to talk to some listeners? Hello, Kathy?
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Rita, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
But you gotta stop. You give women a bad name, girl. I mean, you just keep going on and on. It's all about Frida. Damn, girl, you can't do this.
Well, she can't.
Thanks, Sugar Bear, for putting her on the
She's not even listening to the call. Her eyeballs are on you. Now the best birthday ever.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, like, you didn't, you didn't know what she was going to talk about.
I didn't.
Thank you.
I didn't know.
No, I'll just retire right now. This is my last radio
listen,
broadcast.
I just have to.
I don't want to give women a bad name.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. You're going to believe one jackass caller?
Well, you put her on.
All right. Hold on.
Hear that.
Hold on. Now, this one, I'll take another one. It just says Frida. Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Okay, my friend.
Good to hear. Hey, Frida, listen, if it's any consolation to you,
mm-hmm.
I have the entire bar in Reno, Nevada of the Flowing Tide Pub singing happy birthday to Frida Soares. Does that make you feel any better?
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
See that? The listeners give, the listeners take of the
way. There you go, honey. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We love you, Don and Mike.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yes, one more call. Aaron. Aaron?
What up, fellas?
Hello, Aaron.
Don, no wonder why you married Frida.
No wonder why. Thank you. What?
Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
That's the best.
Great. We've not heard that one before. Okay, good going. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
I don't want to be Star Trek. I want to go where men have gone before.
Is that gay?
No.
Fez and I are going to go into space, or I'm going to wait in a car while Fez goes into a steam bath.
Ron and Fez.
Gentlemen, beam me aboard.
Weeknights after Don and Mike.
Steam bath.
Space.
On 106.7.
Washington Superstation.
WJFK.
Checking out Italy? Then check in with Alitalia, the airline that knows Italy best. With more than 50 flights a week from the U.S., go to alitaliausa.com and book now.
Oh, man, I was totally stressing when I went in to meet my tax pro at H&R Block. I use my bills as drink coasters. I've got so many.
I told him that's why there's instant money loans. Walk in with your taxes, walk out with a loan check. A loan up to the amount of your refund with a maximum of $9,999.
When she told me I could get a check today, I was like, will you marry me?
Instant money loans are the way to go when you need money now.
Yeah, I was wigging pretty hard.